Kum learn Bakmura, we're up to Lama Tesla with Aleph, and we're having machlekes with our shlokes. If something is cooked, it retains its original bracha, or it does not retain its original bracha. Whether you know you cook vegetables with megardama or not, the Bechizda tried to make a compromise, and the Nachman said they're still arguing. So, interrupting Gemara. Now the Gemara says, in fact, Neimu Ketanoi. This machlikis is actually a machlikis of Tanoim, whether you maintain the original bracha, even though it's cooked or not. What's the story? The Hanu Trei Talmidi, there were these two students, of the Yasme Kameh de Bar Kapora. The Bar Kapora was a Talmud, was of Rebbe, and his students seem to still be called Tanoim. Like maybe he was a Rebbe while he was a student of Rebbe. Heviyu lefanav, they brought before them kruv, they brought cabbage, bedurmiskin, it's some kind of a herb. Menashe says he brings an opinion that somebody says it's prunes, but he doesn't agree. Upagayoy, is that some kind of a chicken?
It's
like
the muskin are quinces. I might be wrong there.
It's Rashi says,
Oh, yeah, that helps a lot.
It says over here, on the side, it says, it's a kind of a herb. Oh, you don't have it. I have your lazen, but it doesn't help much. What is it?
Mountain spinach.
Okay. That's what it is. Don't know. Said you were right. Hey, viu le fun of kruv. The doom is going to party. Is nussin bar kapora the shusla echemen levarik. I said to one of them, why don't you make the bracha? Machlek is a shining. Which bracha did he want here? Some say he wanted to make the bracha chreina to be mighty everybody, because you cannot say it's my bracha the shreina. But then what will be the proof? It must be in order to prove the point we're trying to bring, it has to be bracha the shreina, and bracha the shreina lechayda. By Hamaiti, you can sit down if you do with Derech HaSeva in a permanent way, you can have everyone in mind. But it seems that in those days also, even for fruits, they would sit down, and if they're all sitting together to eat a meal together, one person can make the brichas and onion and might see everybody else. Kofatzi jumped in. In other words, didn't ask any questions. So he jumped in, he leapt. And he made the brachas. But three items make a bracha. He could have chosen to run the bracha. He chose the chicken, which is the bracha shahakam. Leaklig Olav Chaveda of his friend chastised him, or he mocked him. He said, "Well, why do you choose chicken to make a bracha? That's what you make a bracha on first." Says the Gemara, "Cause by kapora." But he got angry. He got angry at everybody, and we're going through stages. First, he said, "Loy al hamavorech ani kois." I'm going to upset with the one who made the bracha. El al malaglig ani kois, the one who chastised him. Im chaver chadayim kimisha loy tom tam bosam oilam. Your friend, for example, he by him. What's the one that he cherishes the most? Because he do el chaviv. Which of these three food items that he enjoy the most? The meat is chicken. Obviously, he hasn't eaten meat or chicken for a long time, and therefore it's chaviv on him. But after you amal liglakta olav. So why did you chastise him? Did you figure it out? Then Chozav Omar, then he turned around and said, "Loy, I'm a laglig ani koyes." Actually, I'm not even upset. I'm a laglig. I'm a vodech ani koyes. He jumped in without even asking any questions. There were three items of food. He should have asked, "Which one of you makes a bracha?" But Omar and I said, "Im chochma enkan." Maybe you don't acknowledge that I'm smart enough, even though you're my student. Or bezikne enkan. I'm still older than you. And if I'm older than you, then I have more experience and I'm wiser than you. You could have asked me what bracha on which food item should make a bracha. Tana, we learned, it's very sad. Ushneim lo yetziyush nosen. The fact they got Bakapora angry, neither of them managed to see the end of the year. So what's the machlek of these two students? Is my law, the Gemara interprets the machlek is halachic machlekis. So in other words, the one who ate the chicken, the one who made a bracha on the chicken is because it's chaviv. So what did the other Talmud believe? This is machlekes. The mevarech, the one who made the bracha, savar, everything is the same bracha. Shloka is upargis is all shahakal nibet vori. It's all the same bracha. So which one should you make a bracha on? On the one that's most chaviv to you, and he liked chicken. Hilcha chaviv adav. Chaviv adav is the best. A malaglik savar has different brachas. Even though chaviv is the best, only if it's all the same bracha. But if it's different brachas, then the better bracha is the one that takes supersedes other ones. Umelaglik savar shlokis bayre priyadama. On cooked food, you make a bayre priyadama. Like a cooked cabbage, you make a bayre priyadama. And on cooked spinach, whatever it is, you make a priyadama. Or a pargius, which is chicken, shakalim advari. And therefore, if it's two different brachas, the chshivas of the bracha takes precedence over the chavivas of the food I didn't even like. Hilchach paid adif. So he was upset. You should have made a bracha on the paid. You're being mighty me. You should have done it right. Everyone agrees. So according to this version of the Gemara Loi, actually the Gemara concludes, not according to the halacha we have today, that even on cooked vegetables, taki mekash hakol. And one of the things is cabbage. If you remember cabbage, yesterday we learned that raw is not edible. The only way you can eat it is cooked. And yet, and that's how Rav Chisda managed to make a compromise between all different opinions. Here, or reconciled opinions. Here, the Gemara seems to include that even that, you still make a hadamah only when it's raw and a shakum when it's cooked. That's why the Rishonim all say this is not the final outcome. But anyway, just for argument's sake, maybe Kuliyama, everyone holds a shakum. Shalaka is a pari shakum. Neither one knew. So the Talmud chose to make our chicken and enjoys the most. So why was this legal over Talmudecha? Why was he upset? One guy says that chaviv is more important. Marsava kruvadiv. You have to look at the food. If the food essentially inherently is more chashav, then that deserves a bracha. For example, we all agree that zayin minim comes before chaviv. So according to Moshe Shaim, even though chaviv is a different fruit, but this is the zayin minim, so the chashiv is on the fruit itself. So kruv, because it fills you up, is more chashav. It fills you. The zayin, it fills you. Okay. So the Gemara. Cabbage. In those days, they never ate it raw. They only ate it cooked.
Also,
they
haven't been invented yet.
So the Gemara concluded before that you make a shahaka when it's raw and a hadamba, according to Chizda, and a hadamba when it's cooked. And here the Gemara concludes that no, cabbage you make a shahaka. They're all the same bracha he's saying here. So this is not a halacha, which means the halacha is the first way. And the halacha the first way, based on that, many Nishayim hold, therefore, the Gemara right here in the corner. That many of the Shani will hold that even though it's what do you call it? That it's chaviv, let's say your flesh is chaviv, but bracha takes precedence, and that's why the cabbage should take precedence. Or but bracha takes precedence, hadoma takes precedence over shahakal, eats over hadoma, and so on. Sorry? Yes, subjective.
So it's not like most people.
No. In chaviv, no. Amr Ab Zayda Ki Avili Beit Avuna was in the house of Avuna Amr Allah, and he told us the following. He said to us, Hani Gargili the lifter, the head of turnips, Parminu Prumiraba, if you cut you cut it into very tiny in large pieces, definitely make a barbeh dhamma, even though it's not whole anymore, it's still the same vegetable. But Prima Zuta, if you cut it down into tiny little pieces, and we're talking about raw. And eat shahaknid vari, because it's not chashiv anymore. It's raw. If you cook it and you cut it in pieces, it doesn't matter. But if it's raw, and eating it raw, once you cut it into tiny little pieces, it loses the chshivas, so it's I guess, a diminishment of its chshivas, hence you make a shakal. When we came to the house of Yehuda, he told us, ide, regardless, by the priyadama. I behind the parminu tray. So why did you cut it down to such small pieces? Because then you get some flavor out of it. Remember, it's raw. So the only way you can get some flavor out of it is if you cut it into tiny pieces. So therefore, it definitely retains its original bracha. When I was in the house of Kana, he told us, Tavshila de silka. He said, yes, if you make a soup out of beetroots, bosht. They don't put in too much flour. It looks like in Bosch they should put in a little bit of flour, but only a little bit. If you make a boy de priyadama. Or with the lifter, if you make a soup out of turnips, the mefashiba kimcha, they used to put a lot of flour in it, and is boy de mimzemezenis. Then he concluded, even in the turnip soup, you put a lot of flour, or you put more flour than in the beetroot soup, you still make only a dama. Why? Because the rule, even though we said before, Rav Shmuel say that when everything is flour in there, even though it's only a minority of the ingredients, you still have to make a mezainis. That's only if it's there to fill you or so on. But if it's there only as a bonding agent, then it does not warrant a bracha if it's a minority. Same here. Why do you put in the flour? Let's buki balma of delay. Just stop to make it a little bit thicker or to attach all the pieces together, and therefore you don't make a mezainis. So Amar Rav Chisda says, in talking about beetroots here, he said yes. Tavshil shetrodin. If you have a cooked item of beetroot, yafil alev, it's good for the heart. Beetroots are good for the heart. The toivei naim are good for the eyes. We have another gemara where each thing also has side effects. But these things, right now, it's focusing on the good. It's good for the eyes and it's good for the heart. The choshkin liben imayim. Surely it's good for your stomach, for your diarrhea, and everything else. It's good for you. In other words, beetroots are good for you. Omer Abaye says, Abaye, when a beetroot is good for you, not when it's in a raw state. Dafka, it's a really cooked, not stamp cooked, but really cooked. And for Hudi Yosef Abe Tafi, if it's sitting on a pot, for Ovi Tuk Tuk. In other words, when it boils and the water smacks and hits the lid, it makes that tuk, you know, that tuk tuk sound. So that's a tuk tuk sound. What's the thing in Thailand called with those tuk tuks? That's it. It's stole from the Gemara.
Yeah, the little bikes.
The little bikes, yeah. Tuk tuk. Says you want to write. Omar Papa, Peter Lee. Now, it's definitely, I'm convinced that Maya de Silka, soup, borscht soup, is kisilka, is just like a borscht. It's borscht soup, just like a borscht. Maya, just see, Rashi says Silka, Trodin. So you see how in those days, it's the exact same thing, it must have changed. Exactly, so things have changed. Maya, the lift and soup, made out of turnip vegetables, is like lift. In other words, if you had the borscht, just the liquid of the borscht, you'd make a bracha doma. If you had just the liquid of the turnip soup, a vegetable soup, whatever it is, the liquid, only liquid, no vegetable, you still make a bracha doma. That's what he says here. Umaya de kulush laki ki kulush laki. In fact, any soup, if you have vegetables there and you cooked it, the flavor's in the water, that's the bracha you make. Yeah, but talk about only water. Only water. I'm telling you one shot because it's a big machlek to show you. I'll get back in 1 second. Boy, that papa, Maya, the shifter. What about water from dill? Now, dill is not something really that you eat. It's not really something you eat, and you don't put that much in there, but it gives a very strong flavor into your soup or whatever it is you're doing. So, Maya, the shifter, the water that you cook dill in. My limituka timer of the is it there only to make it sweet, and therefore you do make a bracha because the water now carries on the flavors of this dill. You make the bracha of the dill, you make bracha dama, or ila avude zoyim of the you take away the bad smells of whatever it is you have in the soup, and therefore it's like more like a preservative than the
flavoring agent or something.
No, flavoring agent in the bzuka, that's bzuka. It's to take away to eliminate some bad odors, or maybe the chicken's a little bit off or something. Take care of that. Toshma coming out. Sheves. We learn over here that Sheves, that dill, Mishanos, Natamic Data, once it gave its flavor in the Gedata, ain't Bombashum Truma. The dill itself, nobody eats. So if the dill itself is like a piece of wood, it's not food. It has no longer a din of a Truma. It's not food anymore. Once it gave out its taste, it's not food anymore. Shmamino, what do we see? What's the purpose of dill? It took a time off, and the Shmam is a good ride. Yeah. Clear Gemara here that soup, you need to make the bracha of the vegetables. Look and taste this here. Maya de silka, kisilka, like on the bottom of the Gemara. Mevorchen ala boy priadam. So I'm borscht, you make on the soup itself boy priadam. Afa pisha emba elamayim. You're drinking it, or you're eating it. You're eating the borscht soup, but there's nothing else there. No vegetables, nothing. The tam ayirokas mevorech alein kashi yivorech ayirokas. You make the bracha on the soup exactly the way, the same bracha you would have made on the vegetables that flavored the soup. Now Taisus has a question. This is a question that all the Rishonim ask, but Taisus is brilliant. Look at Taisus. I've got the meal, but just looking forward to may pay the zebamu. Take an orange and squeeze the juice. You only make a shahako, and we said that's merely perspiration. What's the chilik? Yes, the chalik is the difference. Go clap Koppelman, figure it out. It's not fair. So you have every edition coming up with a different, there's like five or six different explanations. Miknach mil halacha, taste says nothing. Yes, Rachel, sorry? Is. What's the difference? Like they said, yes, Rachel, you make a difference. What's the difference? So the Rosh says that the soup gets the whole kishkis out of the vegetable. Mashenki, in the juice, it comes out only the part of the orange that's supposed to give juice. It's not really the orange.
Thick soup. It's definitely absorbed some of the mamashas of the vegetable.
Nowhere do we say anything about thick soup here. Nowhere does it say thick soup. It just says soup.
Shlokas. That's what shlokas is when you boil it up so much.
Yeah, but it doesn't. But I told you, that only is when you have bishul and shlokas together. If shlokas on its own, it just means cooked. It doesn't mean stewed. It could mean everything. Cooked, stewed, it's all included. It's only when you have it before. Yesterday we had shlokas and bishul together. So that's what the Rosh says. Sorry? You don't know what you're missing out on. Pesach especially. Others say that soup you eat, that you drink. Because you drink is totally different than its original thing. Here, you're eating because you eat soup. Even borscht, you eat with a spoon, you're eating it. Yeah, whatever. No, we're saying no potato, just the watery part. You still eat it with a spoon. No, but it's food. therefore it retains the original bracha. And so on and so forth. But the other Rishonim, the Ritva, and other than the Gemara, Pungfaket, that if you only eat borscht, it's definitely shahak, don't talk about. What we're saying here is that if you made a, let's say you have borscht soup, and you have beetroots and borscht, and you made a bracha on the hadoma, on the beetroot, it's mighty the soup if you're eating it together because the water is bottled to the beetroot. But if you only had the soup, he said, they said it's even less than juice. Juice is squeezing it out, the kishkis over here, you know, a little bit came out of flavor. You see how the Shane look at so different. It's all Taisa's fault. He's a Vieshla Chalik and didn't bother telling us what the difference is.
You talk about borscht being a food or a drink. It's funny, one of the importers a few years ago imported a whole load from Manischewitz of borscht in little drink bottles. And of course nobody bought it. Who wants to buy a little drink bottle of borscht, you know, have a nice drink of borscht on your way to work or something? So they got stuck with it, they didn't know what to do with it. One of the professional big league football clubs found out about it, and they started buying crates of the stuff.
Energy,
Tobler Life. It's high in antioxidants. Yeah. They were mad about it until it sold out.
And did you buy more?
Sorry.
Did you bring more in?
No,
or?
They didn't bring more in. But it's much what the Gemara says here. You offer the life.
Interesting. Get back to Gemara. I'm going to bite him. Rabbi Chiya Barashi said, "Pas tnuma, dry bread." Big machlek is a shiny in what we're talking about. We're talking about bread stam, or the way Rashi learns, you let it soak a little bit. It's dry old bread, not edible, but you soak a little bit so that you should be able to eat it, and you cut it into pieces. Big kaida on a plate. Mevorchen ole amaitzi. Make a bracha amaitzi. Okay. Upliyed abchiya. What's going on here? What do you mean, pick up Chia? Because here they broke up the bread first, and then he made the bracha. And this argues with Rab Chia. Rab Chia says, I agree, you make a mitzi, but I hold you should make a mitzi when it's one big piece, and afterwards cut into small pieces. Rab Chia, Dar Chia, tzarich shetich lebracha ima pas. He's supposed to finish the bracha while you're cutting the bread. So when you start the bread is whole, and then when you finish the bracha, by then you know ima lebracha, you're cutting it up. But you should finish the bracha with the cutting up of the bread, not make the bracha already after it's cut up. It's not dignified. A covered for the bracha. Masker Rav, Maish not tzum medloy. Why do you tell me tzumi? You cannot. You shouldn't make a bracha. Mishum dechi kol ye bracha pusik kol ye. Because according to you, when you finish the bracha, it's 30 pieces. So every loaf of bread, you say that you have to cut the bread to break it apart while you're making the bracha. So whenever you finish the final part of the bracha, amitzi lechem mina aretz, it's all falling apart. I forgot to tell you yesterday that on this taste, the Mefarshim say, remember he said yesterday that you put 10 fingers on the bread because the 10 words in that pasuk? That is why they say the Chazal made the bracha, Hamaytze Chatchil, it has 10 words. The whole bracha has 10 words. All other brachas are shorter, and there's 10 words, and for that reason as well, to include the 10 words of the pasuk, we learn from Lechem Min Ha'aretz. But anyway, bread also by the time you finish the bracha, who cares when you start the bracha? By the time you finish the bracha, which is a specific part, it's broken up at the chiluk. I disagree with both of you. I hold mevorech, first you make the entire bracha, and only afterwards do you cut the bread. Nedoy of the krabchia. Nedoy did the krabchia that they broke the bread in the middle of the bracha, but Rabbanon of the krabchia, Rabbanon did. Like Rava, that they only broke the bread after they finished. First they complete the bracha, and then they used to take the piece off. The bracha should conclude on a full bread. Amar Avinu Amar Liaim, my mother told me that Avuchad, your father, Avik Rabchi, would follow Rabchi, Amar Rabchi, Tzorich, Shetich Lebrach, in a past, that Rabchi holds fakat. You have to daftly break it while you're making the bracha. So the breaking and the bracha should conclude at the same time. But Rabbanu Avdi Karava, the Rabbanu follow Rava, which is what? That they used to break the bread only afterwards. Hilchasa Karava, Dama Mevor Reich, first you make a bracha and then you cut it up. And Taisus says here, this is one of the little bit of Taisus because this is where it comes from. Two lines from the top here. The Yesh Shenoigin and the Flam Tesabet. Yesh Shenoigin Levori Bich Lamaisi Kaidim Shiachtach. So that those who have a minig that they finish the entire Hamaisi before they make any cut, Kadei Shetheh Pashleim Bashad Bracha. The Ein Haminig Nochen Lasses came. But it's not a good minig that these people, the Chayda, following Rava exactly, it's not a good minig. Why? To have a hesech hadas ben a brocha chil is a delay. Then, in those days, the bread, the crust used to be very hard. It would take a little bit of time to cut through. There's a hefsi between the end of the brocha and by the time you eat. However, it's not a good idea. So they would. So they said you should make an incision first, And then, and the Rosh says that even though you cut, the test is that you pick up one half of the bread, does the other half go up with it, or does it fall apart? If it goes up with it, then the incision is all right, still considered a shleima, and it's good enough. Umiyo b'Shabbos nochon lahachmir on Shabbos it should be machmir levorech koydim sheyachter. Taisa says I don't think you make an incision at all on Shabbos. Shalei tishamet yodi livtzoya koydim tichla bracha. Because what happens if your hand slips and it cuts through the challah and you need lechem mishnah? So ozlo yiyalei lechem mishnah. Interesting. The big machlek is in Achreinim. If you have a challah and a half, is that called lechem mishnah? And the Chassam Sefer and others paskin lechem mishnah. In fact, one of the Shaim here paskin lechem mishnah. Why? Because we had that a mishmeres, we're talking about machlekes, how many mishmeres are the night? How many mishmeres are the night? Three or four. And then we bring a pasuk there that, you know, Dovah Melech said, I woke up in the night, whatever. So he says that shmeres v'chetzi, mishmer v'chetzi, shtayim kurin abe. So we say that one and a half are considered two. So based on that, they say one and a half chalos is good enough. Others say you put a toothpick between the two half chalos, it's considered one.
Join the two.
Okay. Anyway, then he goes further. Perish shel achlu maskin in the beinon. You shouldn't even cut. Ad she yichtich le amen beinim. Shall I even say? Don't start cutting as soon as you finish your bracha. Wait till the amen, because amen is part of the bracha, and therefore wait till everyone says amen, then you cut your challah. Sorry. So I'm saying that's how you make it number one. Right now it's one. Okay. Anyway, so the interesting different minhagim that there are. Let's continue by the Gemara. Teisha brings the Rishalmi here, which is the cause of a big machlekes of Mekitzer Ben Shalosh brought down. The Rishalmi is worried about cutting it, that it might, that the reason why you shouldn't cut before you make the bracha is what happens if you cut and the bread falls out of your hand, and then the Rishalmi says you have to make then another bracha. If you hold an apple in your hand, you make a bracha, and then it falls out, you cannot take another apple. Or you'll say you talked about a cup of wine, you're making Kiddush, and pour it out, and then you take another one. You cannot be yaitzi the bread prayer gof you made before, because the bread prayer gof made before was on this cup, and it's not here anymore. And then they ask, Maishnam Amasa Mayim, so how come you drink your spring water, you're making a bracha, and then the water that flows now,
it's gone.
Well, like a water fountain. You know, if you turn the water, on one hand, you're supposed to be as close as possible to drinking, so you have to turn the water fountain on, but then the water you're going to drink wasn't there when you made the bracha. So the answer to the Shalmi answers, because a masamayim, that's how it works. It always flows. So your kavana was on water. That's coming from here. But when you have a cup of wine in your hand, you're thinking about this cup of wine. See, not from the other, you got to do it again. That's why the Shalmi says, don't cut the challah before, because if it's a whole challah, it's not going to
fall out of your hand, that you're not going to be able to
eat. Dirty. It's dirty. If it's a whole challah, even falls out, you know, the crust, whatever. But if it falls, you cannot eat, it's not edible, or falls into the water, it's gone. So that's why you shouldn't. Let's continue on. Let's continue on. Right? Eat what we learned. Hevi lefnei pikim shleimi. Brought before them small pieces and whole pieces. They had their challah. Big machlekes to show him how to learn pshat. Let's learn Rashi's way. Rashi learns as you had pieces and a whole challah. Of course, you should make a bracha on the whole challah. But over here, the pieces were larger than the whole. You had a bilkula, and then you had half of a large challah. Which one should you make a bracha? That's how Rashi learns. Omer Abuna, what is it? Mevorech al haptisi, and you make a bracha on the pieces of poitir as a shleimin. And the way the Limshad Rashi is, you have a choice. In this case, you have a choice. Either on the whole challah, or you can even make it on the pieces, because there's a chashva aspect to it, because it's larger. Or others say, you have to make it on the pieces. You have to make it on the pieces. Rashi says, v'maptisi g'dayim la shleimin, tzadich levorech lan. You have to make it on the pieces. Why? Because larger is more chashv than whole. That's Rabuna. Hole is always more chashev. It's like a berry or something. It's more chashev. That's how you should make the bracha. Avo prusa shalchiti. But if, let's say, you have a piece of wheat and a shleima and a seidi and a hole of a barley, you have a prusa shalchiti. You make a bracha on the prusa chiti and a pite of shleima. Because here, inherently, the thing is more chashev. There, the shleima is pure, is more exterior. This is the item itself.
That's made
of better quality. Wheat is more chashev than besai. We had in Pesachim that the barley is Michael Behema. So therefore, wheat is much more chashev. In fact, it's a machlek ketanayim. What's more chashev? Size or being complete? It says, termin batzel. We'll learn more like Rashi. Termin batzel cotton sholem. You give truma, if you give truma to a koyin, it's better to give from a whole small onion. Avalechatzi batzel gadla, and not half of a large onion. Even though the way Rashi learns, this large onion is half of large onion, is larger in size than the smaller complete onion. Nevertheless, it's more chashuv you give it to the kohen, the complete onion. Rabbi Yudai Meloi, no. Ki elechatzi botzel gadol. You give the larger onion, even though it's only half. So, okay, what's machlekes? What's more chashuv? Size or being complete? My lab hog mivkli. Ma'asov chashuv adid. Which one holds? That chashuv, which means larger, it's definitely more chashuv. It costs my money, whatever it is, more adid. Or ma'asov shalom adid. But no, being complete, that's better.
So
you're giving some of this. Oh, one second. Second, we're going to answer. Where it says, you can't compare. Hey, chadika koyin. If the koyin was present there, and you want to give it to him, maybe kuli amal pligi the chashavad, you give him the larger onion, because he'll eat it straight away. Keep pligi the leka koyin. The koyin's not around. You're giving it to his family on behalf of the koyin. It has to stay for a while. The half onion is not going to last as long as the whole onion. So everyone holds maybe larger size is better than the whole thing. But over here, the koyin's not around. It's not really komokin, jesh ben, toyimina yafa. You always got to give them the best thing. Komokim, she'en koyin, the koyin's not, yes, koyin, toyimina yafa. Komokim, she'en koyin, the koyin's not around, toyimina is kain, which will last longer. Which will last longer, even though it's less chashik or the smaller, is the whole onion. It'll last. However, Yudah says, ain't toyim elimina yafa. The Yudah says, no, you always give the more chashik one, you give the half onion the larger one. Getting back to the case of the challah, so you have large pieces and you have a shlema. What you do? V'yorei shemayim, and somebody's a yorei shemayim. It's especially more than yorei shemayim. So it comes from nachsidus from the Gemara here. Now, a God-fearing person, yoytzi yedishneim. You should fulfill both. How in the world do you fulfill both? Umanoi, we said, who's a yorei shemayim? Marbrea de Ravina. This yorei shemayim is Mar, the son of Ravina. The Mar Bred Ravina, Mar son Ravina, again, this is not the Ravina Ravashi, this is the early Ravina. Meniach Prusa Betecha Shlema, he would take both. He would hold the whole challah, even though it's smaller, and take the piece, which even though it's larger, hold them together, Uboy Tzeya, and then he made the bracha on both, and then he would cut. Rashi says he would cut, Big Machlek to show you what he did exactly. According to Rashi, he only cut from the whole one, but it looks like he cut from the broken one as well, because he had them both in his hand, he made a bracha, and then he takes a knife, you can't really see what he's cutting. So it's like Rashi clearly learns it's purely for appearances. Other than Shem Hold, he cuts both. But he did both. That's his chumrah. His Yorei Shemayim was. Not only he made a trick and he made a bracha, but he actually cut both. You take the prusa inside the shleimu, but say, Salman. My name is Salman.
Solomon.
So he said to him, Omalei Shalom Ata Ushleima Mishnascha. You're a person of peace, because his name is Solomon, so which is from the same letter, Shalom. And your studio and your halachas bring peace to the world. Shesamta Shalom in a Tamidim. So it must be. This question: which story happened first? Both of Nachum Yitzchak there, he called Marbarei Ravina a Yorei Shemaim, and then this guy he said you're a Shalom. So two people did the same thing. I'm not sure which story happened first. Abba Papa, Papa said, "Hakol moedim be Pesach." Even if I'm like, "Is everyone going to be Pesach?" Shemaniach prusa b'terch shleima b'tzeya. Here's a massive machlekes, but the Gemara, if you read the Gemara, literally, it sounds like all you have is two matzahs by the Seder. This is how the Rif actually learns in the Vilna Gaon Pasuk like him. You only have two matzahs by the Seder, and you have one whole matzah and one broken matzah. Why? My time, why do you have a broken matzah? Lechem isha should always be complete matzah. Because lechem oynik siv. That's me, poor man's bread. And ma daika shaloni beprusa. Poor man eats broken bread. And so here's a big machlekes. And many are showing him a hold, which we do today, in halacha, that we have three matzahs. Two for lechem mishnah, and one for the broken one. So we have the middle one is the broken one, and then you have two lechem mishnah. Or the bottom one's for kedach, and the top one is for the machlekes. So which one is... So first of all, many are showing him a hold that both brachas are made on the middle matzah. Other shrimps say, no, you can't, because ain't oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You cannot bundle together mitzvahs. Here you have one mitzvah als yamtiv, another mitzvah als matzah. One bracha should be made on the one matzah, another bracha should be another matzah. That's what we do as well. So hamayitzi lechem in others is on one matzah, that's als lechem mishnah. And then al achilas matzah is, what do you call it? Al achilas matzah is the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore that's a separate mitzvah. Then the question is, which one is what? Al achilas matzah needs a kazayis. But hamoitzi lechem and others is a mashu. How much you have to eat from hamoitzi? A mashu. But to be yoitzi the mitzvah achilas matzah is a kazayis. So the question is, which of these matzahs is achilas matzah? Do we say that Achilles matzah is on the middle one because lechem oini madaka shaloni beprusa, or do we say no that the hamoiti lechem in aretz is on that one because madaka shaloni beprusa, but the lechem mishnah should be on the whole one, has to be complete. Big machlekes, and that's why today we eat a kazayis, as we should do, is eat a kazayis from the top and a kazayis in the middle, and that's why the middle matzah has to be so big so you can include more than one, two kazayis. Omer Rabbi Rabba b'Shabbos Chayav Mitzvah Yashtei Kikra Shabbos. You have to have two lechem mishnah my time. But why lechem mishnah ksiv? It says in pasuk, "Have lechem mishnah." You have to have two. Omer Rabbi Ashi Chazina Rabbi Kahana Zenoka Tati Batzachad. Don't think you have to eat from both challahs. I saw him Taka had both challahs, but he only ate from one. He only ate from one. And Abzeda have a Batzah Kula Shirusa. He would break off the challah what he would need for the entire meal. Omer Rabbi Ashi Vakom Es Chazik Rabbi Rashi. This is a piece you break off. It's massive. Amalei, you look like a glutton. Even the chol yemel lekaavod hachiyad. During the week, I eat very little, minimal. But even the kaavod on Shabbos, I do this. Lemis chazik keravus lusis. It's clear I'm doing it for kaavod Shabbos. I'm not doing it stam hazayin about today. Big machlekes is showing him here that lechem mishnah, is it a din in the two suddas of Shabbos, or is it a din in every meal like shal shudas? You have to have lechem mishnah. And in fact, if you have a fourth meal of Shabbos, every meal of Shabbos requires lechem mishnah, or is it only at night and in the morning? Because this way you show the two meals of the month. And that's the machlekes here in the Rishayim right here, El Asar. Rabbi Amir Abasi, Kevin Misram Lurifte the Edvin, Rabbi Amir Abasi, when they had a loaf of bread of Edvin, either Edvin Tchumin, Edvin Chatzedis, and then Shkhanor says also by Edvin Tavshil, is Mevarchin Oleh Amaitzi Lechem in Oretz. They would make a Baruch Amaitzi, the Lechem Mishnah, they would use that on Shabbos. Amir said, Hoyil Vis Abid by Mitzvah Chodah, Na'avid by Mitzvah Acharitim. Since we did one mitzvah, let's do another mitzvah.
We just said, I know some mitzvahs chavil chavilas.
You know something? The Muki Yitzhak asked that question. They put out a sefer about 15 years ago, the Muki Yitzhak, which we don't have. It's a separate sefer. And I remember in my head, I thought, I'm going to look it up this morning to remember his answer, because he gives a new yisoid in that. When did we say, like, Ma'ilim B'Kodesh, and when did we say the Mitzvah Chavilas?
I said it a minute ago.
Yeah, I said it. It doesn't say that. I was telling him to show you. And I totally forgot what he answered. But I remember he gave a new yisoid in and when you say Inoichmis, and when you say Mailin Bakidish and so on, and I don't remember, so sorry. But I'll tell you what it is, Mugi Yesub on this Gemara right here. You're not allowed to bundle mitzvahs. It looks like you're too lazy to do more mitzvahs. Faces and sages. It looks like you're too lazy. I just told you. It looks like you're too lazy to make more mitzvahs. But here, Poshup Shad is you're not doing a mitzvah at the same time. You're doing the mitzvah at a different time. Here you did the mitzvah Friday or Thursday, Eilif Chatzelah at Chumin, and now on Shabbos you're using the Lechem Mishnah. So maybe that's why it's not really Oysa Mitzvah Chavilas. You're not doing it at the same time, you're not bundling it together. We had it in Arab Pesachim as well, if you're making the same cup for Bichlal Mazon, same Havdalah, is that a problem? Anyway, so we do another mitzvah. The machlekes l'shoinim, if it's Eilif Chumin, Eilif Chatzelah, once you ate the matzah, how can you continue walking, or how can you continue carrying the chatzah? Where's the matzah? Other shoinim, and so therefore they say it's like you ate it right before Shabbos is over. Others say that no, that means shal shudas. You have to have lechem mishnah. If it was in the morning, then how did you carry the rest of the day? Others say that once the onset of Shabbos, you have your eid of it. It doesn't matter if it disappears afterwards because you set the tone that this is in my chutzah is a private place. Vati maramad avsadav. Tul baroich, tul baroich. If you, let's say, I'm leading the bench, I'm leading the watching, and I break a piece off. And the way Rashi learns, so this is the mocker, for some people have a minute, even though others say you shouldn't, that when they cut the challah for the family, first they give to the wife, maybe to the kids, to everybody, then they take for themselves. Right? They say the hefse. But Rashi is clearly here. This guy, a Rav, used to cut the challah, give it to somebody else, but what happened here was, he used to speak. He would say, he didn't just give it. He said, Tool, take it. Bray bench. Tool, bray, go take a bench. In other words, there's not only that, the guy was not even yaitz with you. And yet Rav would give it to that person, even though he just made a bracha. And he would speak. It's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek. Why? Because it's necessary for the meal. The way to actually learn, when he said Tool, bray, he's not saying go make a bracha, which we see in Peshat. He said, take from the bracha. Take challah. Look at Rashi. Haboitzeya, the one who cut the chal, Taprashi, koidim shetoyim in aprusa. Right? So before he didn't take the first piece for himself. But some imena, he broke off a piece, vahoishit lemishasli. He gave it to the person next to him. Va'omel, and he said to him, Tul me praises habracha, take a piece of the bracha I just made. Afa pisha soch bein time, he spoke, ain't tzarek lachzor lebarach. Then make a bracha again. So that's what he did here. Why? It's not a hefse, because it's not tzarek achilah. Have a melech, have a little. Let's say they forgot to bring salt to the table, they forgot to bring a relish. He said, bring it. Tzadich levarich. You do. That's a hefsik already. That's a hefsik. Because if you don't have it, you don't have it. Rabbi Yechon Amar, feel heavy melech. If you lift a nami, ain't tzadich levarich. Even if he said those words, why? Because you need it. You want to enhance your bracha. Salty makes it better. If you don't have salt, you want a relish, it makes it better. Gavil Latoy, he says, I want you to bring some, you know, need some of this bran so I can feed our cow over here. Even though he already made a bracha maitzi, but that already is not so important. But I say something, I feel the gavil Latoy, not me, you have to not have to say. Why? Because I'm a human, but I have Osul Adam, it's forbidden to eat Sheyechol Sheyitin, Sheyechol Kodin Sheyitin, Maicha Memto. You got to feed your animal first. And then it says, when a sati, Asev, Besotkov, and Techa, Vahada, Vachalto, Savoita. This is amazing. Every animal rights movement in the world would never come up with such a concept. Now it says here eating, but drinking, we say you're allowed to drink before your animal. How do we know that? From a few places. Rivka and Eliezer, gave Eliezer Rivka. But we also know from the main medieval. It says there you'll drink from the water and so will your behemoths. And all that are showing that Ramban, you know, I'm all for your chumash trying to understand. So one of the answers is drinking is different than eating. Or tasting, you're allowed to taste. And fascinating tastes. We'll look at tastes here. Tastes on the top of the page, Hove Melech. Right, so the Tasha says that today we don't really need salt at all for our bread because our bread is tasty in its own right. In those days, the bread was horrible. You need salt to overcome whatever. Everything was horrible in those days, so they had to do something to overcome it. They're always constantly compensating. So look at Tasha there, right in the middle. He says, "Okay, va'onu." The last lines, va'onu, about five lines into the narrow lines. Va'onu ain onu regilim. We do not have a custom lahavi ala shulchan. We don't bring to the table like melech liftim. It says in Shlomo that today we bring salt on the table if you don't use it just because we're mezbeach. And in Lesajer Melech. Anyway, don't bring salt, we don't bring relishes, Mashum de Pas Shalonu Choshev. Our bread is good. That a who kihod Omar Besamuch, that'll be like the Gemara said, tell us in a minute, lays Dain Tzad Beishes. We don't need to delay for the salt, we don't need it. But look, he says here. Fascinating traces. Miu Rab Menachem, Hoye Medakdig Me'oid, he was very careful, Lahavi Melech Ala Shulchan. He always had salt on his table. Look why. Kediyisa B'medish. The Medrash says, "Kishi Yisrael Yoishvin Al Hashulchan." If you're sitting on the table, you washed, you can't speak. Umamtin is that you're waiting for your wife, your kids, your husband to go wash, and they're talking like you know the politics: is Trump going to win or lose or whatever it is? And they're very good. And you're sitting at the table, new, and oh, you're screaming, and nobody's coming. Ad Shiyiti Deim. And what happens? Vehem Beloy Mitzvahs. Right now, you're saying do nothing. You can't talk. In fact, you're getting another Medrash says you're getting nervous, getting upset. Hasatan mikatigalem. So the Satan hangs around the table, takes advantage. He causes dissension. Ubris melech meginalem. The salt of the table protects the family. Yeah.